This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It's Thursday. It is April 3rd, 5:30. Thank you guys for being here. We are almost to the weekend. Hang in there. How you doing this morning?
So much better than yesterday morning when I accidentally took my husband's keys. I was at the keys by our door and I'm like, okay, let me make sure I get the right keys. I got them. And what we did last night is because I took his keys, it's because we have the same exact lanyard. So I was like, switch the lanyards. Let's do everything we can. Because I'm like half asleep at like 4 a.m. So we're good this morning. So much better than yesterday morning.
Oh, good. I'm glad you guys got that worked out. So you had to go pick him up yesterday from work because you took his keys?
I did. And we don't have a spare. So I did have to pick him up from work. And Momo was like, where are we going? I was like, let's go pick up daddy from work. He's hopping in the car. He's like, he loves car rides. I mean, what dog doesn't? He's in the car. He's like, where are we going? He's never picked up dad from work before or even been to his work. So he was like, oh my God, this is so cool. I'm like, please. Once I picked James up from work, I said, please, can you drive home? He goes, absolutely. I forgot how crazy rush hour traffic is during that time.
Yeah, that's funny. He's probably like, please forget or please take dad's keys every day.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We can do this.
He's like, I love this all the time, please. And then he gets home. He's all excited because mom and dad are coming home together. So that was kind of cool. A little trip with the family.
That's nice. I love that. So yeah, it's we're almost to the weekend. A lot going on. We have a lot coming up on the show this morning. Lady Gaga tickets. I tried to buy some Lady Gaga tickets yesterday. It was not happening. I was so frustrated because I had a pre-sale code. And I know a lot of people think because we work here at the radio station, we give away tickets, that we get tickets. And it's not the case. Like if you are lucky enough that maybe someone doesn't pick up their tickets, you might be able to get a pair of tickets and you won't know until like the day before the concert. And I am such a planner that I just need to know I have them. And so I was like, okay, pre-sale's at noon. I've got this pre-sale code. Let's go. And I am in the waiting room 20 minutes before, just waiting and hoping not a lot of other people go in. Every time I get in there, and besides being in the waiting room, I'm in an actual waiting room while this is happening. And I'm about to get on a Zoom with you and some of our coworkers. So I had so much going on. And I was just so frustrated because I'd get in, I'd select my tickets, and then they'd say, oh, we're sorry, they're no longer available.
It's the worst.
And then we go back. I'm like, okay, let me pick some new ones. And then, okay, oh, sorry, they're not available. I finally landed on some tickets and they were like $900 each. So I was like, well, I guess we're not going to see Lady Gaga because there's no way that I can afford to pay that for tickets.
So yesterday, while you were in the waiting room, were you also in the Zoom call with us? So you were
That's why my phone, my camera wasn't on because I was in an actual waiting room. I was in a virtual waiting room.
I love you.
Then I had to do a Zoom. I had a lot going on yesterday.
You're like trying to listen. You're looking at the queue. You're looking at the queue.
Oh, I was so frustrated. And
Sorry.
It was one of those things. And then last night, it's like, do you ever go to bed, you do something and you go to bed not feeling good about it, you wake up and you're still thinking about it? Last night, like, I kind of had a day, I'm not complaining at all, but it was a busy one. There was a lot happening, and my daughter, every night we do a FaceTime and talk, and she's like, when are we FaceTiming? I'm like, let me finish my work. I gotta get my work done. Don't want to be up all night. So she kept texting me, are you ready? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm trying, just give me a second. I'll let you know when I'm done. So I finish, and then I FaceTime her, and she answers like, what are you doing? And I was like, hi. And she's like, why didn't you text me that you were going to FaceTime? And I was like, like, you've literally been texting me all night. Like, I go, what do you mean? She goes, I wasn't ready. And I'm like, okay. I go, you know what? Let me know when you're ready. And I just hung up. I was so annoyed. Yeah. I was just like, so I shower, I do all this stuff, I get in bed, turn on the lights. Zzz, zzz, zzz. I'm like, girl, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
So I never ended up FaceTiming with her. And then this morning, I just feel really guilty about it.
Don't feel guilty. I know it's probably the mom guilt, but really it was just bad timing on both ends. It's one of those things. It's like you can't really control timing wise. And it was just a day for you. I know what, like, we have like same schedules in a sense, but like when you're at the end of the day, you want to go to sleep.
I was just like over it. It was a lot. But now I woke up this morning, I'm like, oh, I hope I didn't make her sad because we didn't FaceTime. And I just feel so bad about it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, I FaceTimed her.
She
said she wasn't ready for me, so whatever. But
yeah,
this day is going to be a great one. We've got those Lady Gaga tickets for you guys. No virtual waiting rooms for you. We have them for you. 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick up. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear 100% Pure Love by Crystal Waters? Do you want to hear Say You'll Be There by Spice Girls? Giving you everything, all that joy can bring, this I swear, I'll give you everything, and all that I want from you is a promise you will be there. Or do you want to hear Shake It by Metro Station? Your choices. What do you want to hear? You can get your votes in right now. Vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM, or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. When people say, don't sweat the small stuff, I'm like, ugh. Like, it drives me crazy because sometimes it's the small stuff that really, really gets under your skin. It sounds like you had something happen that is just something that was really small and completely ruined your day.
It did. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because just like I'm into this audio. I have like very sensitive hearing. So can I say the streaming service?
Yeah, go. I don't care.
Okay, cool. Because I was watching Hulu, and I love watching like Abbott Elementary. There's all these shows on Hulu that I love, but I had the regular version. Like, I didn't have like the premium where there's no ads. I'm having the streaming service that has all the ads. So when an ad comes on during a show on Hulu, it would come in so loud. I mean, like, pretend like the show's at volume 30. The ad, for some reason, even though I didn't press the remote, I didn't press the volume, it comes in at like twice the amount, like 30 and 60.
I have heard that on certain channels where once they go to commercial, the commercials are so loud.
Yes.
So then I turn it down and then the show comes back on and then I can't hear it. because it's too low.
That's exactly what I was experiencing. And I had enough. I was done. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't be going back and forth with the remote. So I was like, James, get out the credit card. We're paying for Hulu.
Oh, you're paying all because you don't like the audio, yes. the volume of the ad.
It is such a minor inconvenience, but it ruins just the experience of watching a show. So I'm like, get it out. Let's do it. And not only that, but it took so much more time. I didn't even finish the show.
Oh, you were so distracted at that point. Is there a minor inconvenience that just completely ruins your day? 702-364-9400. I think there's some others out there. I know when we were in San Antonio this past weekend, and my daughter and I decided to road trip it to Buc-ee's, and we went there, we got a bunch of food, got some souvenirs, and we were all excited. And I looked at the gas tank and I realized it was kind of low, and I was like, should I fill up here? Gas was like $2.50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was Texas. So,
true.
So I was like, should I just fill up here? And she's like, well, you might as well. The gas is pretty cheap. So I decided to. There's like 7 billion gas pumps at Buc-ee's. And I go and it asks, would you like a receipt? And I was like, yes, I would. And I press the button and it says, please go inside and see cashier.
No, no.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, which cashier? There's like 7 billion of them. Like, how do I know which one to go to inside of Buc-ee's? Like, it was just so, it was so frustrating. So I just drove away.
Yeah.
I was like, I guess I don't need a receipt.
Yeah, at this point, don't even try. This is such a minor inconvenience, but right now on the way to work, the 215 is closed. And I take the 215, 15 north to 215. So I have to go the long way. I have to go to Las Vegas Boulevard, Warm Springs, right on Tenaya. It is such a minor inconvenience. Do I have to leave a little bit early? Yes. But man, the 215 closed during this time. Oh, horrible.
That is a major inconvenience. I wouldn't even say minor on that one. We're getting some texts here. This one says, what about when you're waiting for an elevator and then it literally stops at every single floor?
Oh my
that
God.
That is so frustrating.
And it's the elevator's full. We can't even let you in. There's no one can fit.
Something that this text just came in. It says, something that happens to me. I fly a lot for my job. And when you say, have a good, when you say to the, I'm reading this wrong.
Is it like a food place?
No, when you say have a good flight and they respond you too, but you're not flying. I do that at the gym. They're like, hey, have a good workout. You too.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:04. It is Thursday, April 3rd. Thanks for being here. Are you the type of person that carries cash at you on you at all times?
Ooh, never.
I don't carry cash either. And we may be saving lives by not doing that.
What? Saving lives?
It's a bit of a stretch, but there are obviously positives and negatives to this cashless society that we have going on here. A lot of people are using, you know, their Apple Pays and their Cash Apps and their Venmos, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And because of that, I just read this morning that fewer kids are swallowing and choking on coins.
Okay, that makes sense.
Think about it. Yeah, we're not using coins as much. We're not using actual money as much. We're just a cashless society for the most part now. And they looked at all this hospital data from 2000 all the way to 2022. And they found that since 2012, there's been this huge decline in kids that are requiring procedures to remove objects from their throats and their noses and their airways. And they say that's when contactless payments really started to gain traction.
That is so funny because I remember my mom telling me that she had to save my brother's life because my brother swallowed a quarter.
A quarter?
A quarter. He loved chewing on things as a kid. And I guess he was chewing on a quarter. And my mom saw him in the backseat of the car choking. Like, and my mom had to stop the car, pull over, take her fingers and shove it down his throat to take it out.
Shove it down? Yeah. Oh, she didn't even try to get it out. Like, she just pushed it down so he could swallow it?
She shoved her fingers down to his throat to pull out the quarter.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, I thought she was like, you're just going to swallow it.
7 years later, it'll come out. But yeah.
Has everyone had that choking incident that scared the crap out of them, whether it was your kid or it was you? And what was the item? Coins, very popular. For me, I will never forget. I still have trauma from it. I never ate this again after I choked on it. And it's those butterscotch candies that grandmas have.
Of course.
It was from my grandma, of course. And I was going through her purse and she's like, what are you doing in there? And I was like, I want candy. And she had those butterscotch candies. So I took one. I remember I like popped it in my mouth. I didn't place it in my mouth. I literally like popped it in my mouth because I was so excited. And when I popped it, I like took a breath at the same time. I go, and it like sucked it down into my throat. And it just got lodged there. It was literally stuck. And I was like, and my grandma's like, you know, in Spanish, yelling at me, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? She's hitting my back. And I'm like, and then she like stops paying attention, like almost like you'll get it out. And she just kind of, I'm like literally trying to save my own life. And so I just like had to gag myself.
Oh.
For it to just pop out after that, never again. Never again ate one of those candies.
Yeah, every time you see him, not only do you think of your children, like, grandma almost made me die.
Oh, she didn't even care. She was like, she was more upset that I took a piece of her candy out of her purse. I mean,
last time I give you candy, Mercedes.
All right, we have a lot coming up on the show this morning. Everyone is calling for them. Lady Gaga tickets. Yes, we have another pair for you this morning, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Beat Mercedes, we're up to a $200 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. That's happening at 7 o'clock. Guess the song faster than I can, and you are going to walk away with that. And on the way next, we have what's trending. The White Lotus finale is Sunday. And get this, that entire season that we watched was basically one big fever dream. Literally, we've got the wild story coming up next in what's trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending. Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
White Lotus is trending this morning. The 90-minute season finale, season 3 finale of the White Lotus airs this Sunday. And let's just say, expect chaos, okay? The show is bigger than ever. It just set a new record with its 7th episode. Drew in 4.8 million viewers on HBO and Max. And season 3 is averaging a massive 15 million viewers. It is absolutely huge. Yeah. Here's the real plot twist, though. The entire season came to creator Mike White in a dream. Or more accurately, it was a hallucination. So he was scouting locations to film in Thailand. And Mike ended up in the hospital. He got bronchitis and he was put on a nebulizer. And he said the experience was crazy. He said it was like I'd smoked crack. Not that I've smoked crack.
He had to preface that.
Noted, Mike. He said he didn't sleep for 2 days and he was just laying there in a hospital bed. And in that delirium, that entire season 3 came to him.
No way.
That he was hallucinating. And then that's how he thought of the storyline. And the producer of The White Lotus, David Bernard, he confirms this. He said, I saw Mike the next morning and he told me what he had hallucinated. And that's basically what we shot.
That is insane. How cool is that? Like, let me just get bronchitis.
I know. And that nebulizer just threw you into weird fever dreams. So, yeah, a fever dream became an HBO hit, which makes me wonder, should we be taking our naps a little more seriously? Like, what are we dreaming about? What are we thinking about? A lot of people I know do not like the theme of this year's White Lotus, of season 3. This music, they were like, this is the worst opening song of all the seasons. And I like it. I don't know why people are hating on it so bad.
Okay, so I've seen all of season 1. I'm still on season 2. Not going to lie to you, when it says skip intro, I skip intro.
Really? Okay,
I don't watch the whole
thing. So here's the audio for this one. I have the other 2 seasons. Which one do you like better? So this is season 3, okay? Let's go to season 2. This is their theme. It's kind of like haunting, I guess.
Yeah, kind of light, fairy-like. And it was in Italy at this time, so I can feel the Italian vibes.
And this is season one, ooh, which everyone is saying is the best.
It is the best. It gives me like this thrill, like, oh, and this was in Hawaii. So I feel like the Hawaiian type of
trying to get that.
Yes, I'd say season one.
Season one is the best? I'd say between season one and three. I don't know. Whenever I hear this start, I get excited.
I feel like I'm on Indiana Jones. Like, I'm about to start the ride. You know what I mean?
In Thailand, yeah. So there you go. It's going to be a wild ride on a Sunday night, and that is what's trending. All right, it is time to win. It is time for Heads Up. We have an early edition for you right now at 702-364-9400. And we are giving you a 4-pack of tickets to check out our pro women's volleyball team, the Vegas Thrill. They are playing the Columbus Fury at Lee's Family Forum on April 13th. That is Mix 94.1 night. We'd love to see you there. It's also Ninth Island night, and it's going to be a blast. So much fun stuff happening. The first 500 fans get clap fans, and we want to see you there. So caller 20 right now, you get to play Heads Up. You're picking your category, and when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, David, you're caller 20. Yeah. Good morning.
All right.
Woo! Let's do this. Get you some tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill as they take on the Columbus Fury on April 13th. I just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Muay Thai or Earth's Axis?
Oh, my God.
Muay Thai. Muay Thai. Are you getting some help there? Do you have someone there with you?
Yeah, we got a whole crew helping.
Oh, I love it. Oh, okay, nice. Everyone's in on this. Let's do this. Okay, so you picked Muay Thai. National Cocktail Day was last week. These are all different types of cocktails. Do you think you guys can get this one?
We like to drink. I think so.
Okay. 6 of them is all we need. Let's do this, guys.
All right, you guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. They start now.
This has tomato juice, vodka, a celery.
Bloody Mary.
Yes. This is like whiskey with a circular shaped ice cube and like these little cherries in it. It's like, is there bourbon in there? It's...
old fashioned.
Yes, this is a very popular drink right now. It tastes like coffee. It's like in a triangle. I'm gonna pass that one. This one has like mint in it, and it's very
burrito.
Yes,
burrito.
This is. I do not know what that is. These are like frozen, and they come in strawberry. Yes, this is a good old fashioned one of these Bombay Sapphire, and then you throw in this mixer with it, and it's like your what?
Oh, martini?
No, I'm going to pass that one. I'm going to pass this one. This has tequila in it. You might get it at a Mexican restaurant. Oh,
margarita.
A margarita, yeah, was right. Was but tight. Still, it wasn't enough for us. Oh, man, I am bummed. I thought we had that one for sure.
That was tough.
Some of these were tough. So, espresso martini was one we passed on. I passed on a Manhattan. I don't know what a Manhattan is. Gin and tonic was the simple one. Just, I don't know. And then you got margarita, but still, that only would have put us at 5. So, David, I'm so sorry. That means caller 20 right now. You are going to get these tickets, a 4-pack to the Vegas Thrill versus Columbus Fury game at Lee's Family Forum happening on April 13th. It's mix night, so we would love to see you there. Caller 20, you get the tickets right now. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. Yeah! Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. You know, parents, we have to admit, if you have kids, you are a master manipulator. Not in toxic way, but in a whatever it takes to get these kids to cooperate kind of way. Like, do you have any tricks of the trade that you use to get your kid to cooperate? I'm not talking bribery. I'm talking maybe a little embellishment, a little storytelling. And I love this mom who gets her kid to eat salmon by doing this.
She says because her kid loves chicken. Chicken everything, chicken fingers, chicken tenders, and anything fish, the kid will be like, what? No. So with salmon, she calls it beach chicken. And once she said beach chicken, it was over.
The kid eats it.
Kid eats it. Just changing the name. Oh, I thought that was pretty funny. Changing the name to get what they want to eat.
I think every parent has one of those situations where they twist the truth just a little bit. I used to basically tell my kids everything was chicken, just because that was safe to them. Whether it was turkey or whether it was fish sticks, I'm like, oh, it's all chicken, and they believe me and they would eat it. The only thing I couldn't get them to believe that was chicken was steak, and like they still are just kind of leery on red meat, not big fans of it. And so, but I totally get that. What was the trick that you had up your sleeve to get your kid to cooperate? 702-364-9400. Sometimes you have to outsmart these tiny humans.
Yes, I actually came across this audio of a podcast of this parenting hack that this caller did, and I want to play it for you. Here it is.
I've taught my kids when they hang up the phone from talking to their grandparents to not say, I love you, but instead they say, I miss you, because I'm programming my parents to babysit them more.
Yes.
To have their grandkids more, to make them think that their grandkids are longing to spend more time with them.
That's a good hack.
Genius.
The one thing that my parents did to me, and I did not get it at the time. I had no idea that I was being scammed at the time, was when my mom would want me to take a nap and I refused. I did not want to. And she would tell me it was a magic reset button. Like if I took a nap, like on a video game, you know how your energy bar will fill up?
Yes.
She said, your energy bar is low. If you run out of energy, I don't know what's going to happen to you. So you need to do your magic reset button. And that's how you do it, by taking a nap. And I'd be so freaked out. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I don't want my energy bar to run out. So I go and lay down, take a nap, and I wake up and I felt like, you know, Super Mario who just ate a mushroom. Like, oh my gosh, that one always got me. She totally threw me for a loop.
That's
for that one.
Smart. Moms are smart. My mom used to, because I hated cleaning. I hated doing the chores. And when I was little, I had two older brothers and they did all of like the cleaning really for me. I was really spoiled. So they're like, all right, let's do this. We're going to get you to clean. It's a competition. Whoever cleans the fastest wins and will eat dinner first. I'm like, yes, I'm going to do it. And I was in competition with my brothers, so I know what they did. They're like, let's clean slower so she wins, to think that she's the one that really cleans better and faster than all of us.
Well, not just that, you're cleaning more than they are. I would be sitting there too, like, yeah, go ahead, you win. I'm going to sit on the couch while you beat me on the cleaning contest.
Right, or they would just be like listening to music, going super slow with the mop, and my mom with the Fabuloso, just taking their time. Meanwhile, I'm like, I got to finish, I got to finish.
Yeah, that's one game I don't care to win. I'm totally fine with that. Also, this one just came in on the text line, and I remember this one too. The ice cream truck myth.
Huh?
Oh, you hear the ice cream man in the neighborhood and you get all excited. You go to run and they say, oh, the ice cream truck only plays music when they're out of ice cream. Oh. So they don't have any ice cream. Oh, okay. Like, it's just so mean
that
to
is
do.
Mean, but I get it.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The weekend has done it again. Well, I guess I wouldn't say again, but now he is up with like the top tier music artists. He just tied Mariah Carey and Prince for the most consecutive years.
Wow.
With music in the top 10 for the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The record is now 12 years in a row.
Interesting.
Yeah. So his streak started back in 2014 with Love Me Harder with Ariana Grande. And then the songs that kept him in the top 10, I'm not going to go over all of them, but Earned It from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack, Starboy, Pray For Me with Kendrick Lamar, Blinding Lights, Save Your Tears, just it goes on and on. And so his latest one that kind of got him this record was Rather Lie with Playboi Carti. So yeah, he's up there in good company with Prince and Mariah Carey. 12 years, that's a long time.
It is a long time. And do you remember early on in The Weeknd's career when he said that I'm going to be the next Michael Jackson?
I don't remember him saying that.
He claimed something like crazy, like, I'm going to be the next Michael Jackson. I'm like, what is this guy talking about? The confidence he has. I mean, the hits, yes. I think Michael Jackson, of course, the hits, but I think the dancing. So I don't know if I agree with that statement still.
Well, I don't think it's bad to like put that out there in the universe, you know?
Yeah, true.
And I think that he's had great success. Now, is it on the level of Michael? I don't know. I guess it's debatable if you're going based on, you know, dancing and stuff like that. But he's definitely got the tracks to back up, mm-hmm. you know, this kind of a record. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, good for him.
Also this morning, the next time kids at your mom says, stop playing video games, they're rotting your brain or anything like that, maybe say not so fast, okay? A team of research found that there seems to be a correlation between a boost in intelligence and playing video games.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a never-ending discussion about screen time, but this one's going to get some attention. This study measured the impact of playing video games and your IQ, and they found that those kids that play video games, they tend to raise their IQs. Wow. This same study also measured the impact of watching TV and using social media. And while it didn't lead to an increase in intelligence, it did show a link to lower intelligence.
This is interesting because I remember there was a study about surgeons who played like Call of Duty or just any type of video games. They ranked higher on the They had fewer errors. They performed faster. So I believe the study, like video games can really help maybe in the real world.
Well, you know, you have memory, you have visual spatial processing, you have self-control, all of those things you can now apply to real life. So I totally believe that.
Yeah.
And so some interesting stuff there. Finally, this morning, has your child or did you as a child ever take something from your parents so you could give it to one of your friends as a gift? Well, these days, love is definitely in the air at this elementary school where I guess these two kids were known to be dating. And so most parents think it's cute and harmless, but not Allie Phillips. She actually shared this funny story to TikTok. Her daughter returned from school with the news that she had a new little boyfriend in her life. And Aww. She thought it was cute. The little girl previously had the same boyfriend, Brandon, since kindergarten. They were planning to get married one day. But that Aww. All changed when the girl's classmate, Trevor, asked her to be his girlfriend and gave her a ring to seal the deal.
Like a ring pop.
Not a ring pop. Not a plastic toy one. This was a real golden diamond ring.
No.
So she broke up with Brandon, her kindergarten boyfriend of almost a year, for Trevor, who just rolled up with a ring. And knowing it might be someone else's ring, the mom reached out on Facebook to see who might know Trevor, and his mom soon responded. It turns out he had taken the ring from his great-grandma during a recent visit. The family had no idea. Took the ring from great-grandma and used it as a future engagement ring for his little girlfriend.
I couldn't imagine finding out that this was a real diamond ring and a little kid from an elementary school gave it to his like little first love.
I did the same thing, not with a ring. It wasn't as valuable, but I still have regret to this day. So I had this teacher that I loved. His name was Mr. Frank. He was my geography teacher in, I think I was a sophomore, and I think I kind of had a crush on him too. And it was his birthday. I found out it was his birthday. I'm like, I want to get him a birthday present. So I went into my dad's closet and I saw like his ties, and there was one tie that had a tag on it still, like he hadn't worn it yet,
brand new.
So I took it and I gave it to Mr. Frank as a birthday present. And I will never forget, like, he wore it the next day. He's like, that was so kind of you, thank you so much, and students don't usually give me gifts. I was like, oh my gosh, of course, Mr. Frank. Like 2 weeks later, my dad's like, where's that green tie I bought? Like, I haven't seen it. I was like, oh, I have no idea.
Oh my god. Now Mr. Frank still wears it to this day, probably.
I wonder.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, we have our contestant. It is Lindsay. Yeah. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Oh, I love the energy. Let's do this. Are you ready to beat me at my own game here?
I'm ready.
Take her down. A $200 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers is up for grabs. You just have to guess the song faster than I can. We've seen it get done. In fact, recently it's gotten done a couple of times. So maybe third time is a charm. Lindsay, I am wishing you the best of luck. I'm leaving the studio right now. So let's do this.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, Mercedes. Bye. She's leaving the studio. Okay, Lindsay, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. We stop the clock. And within 5 seconds, no hemming and hawing. You got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
All right. Lindsay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Stop. I got it.
Go ahead.
Billie Eilish, Bad Guy.
Okay, we're bringing Mercedes in. Mercedes. All right, Lindsay, you're dropping off your husband. Where are you dropping him off at?
We're going to the doctor's office this morning to have a checkup.
Oh, good for you guys. I'm glad husband is going to the doctor for his checkup. Okay, Mercedes is back.
Husband's going to the doctor?
He's going to the doctor for a checkup.
Oh, just a checkup.
Yes.
Oh,
okay, no,
I
right?
just heard doctor and husband.
Yeah. All right, Mercedes. The next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Got it. Billie Eilish, Bad Guy.
You stop the clock at 1.5 seconds.
Okay.
And you were correct.
Okay, I was a little nervous on that one. Yep. I'm not going to lie. That one was tricky.
Guess what?
What?
Lindsay got it right, too.
Really?
But she stopped the clock at 4.8 seconds.
Oh, Lindsay, I'm so sorry. I mean, I'm sorry, but not sorry, you know? I mean, the goal is for me to beat you, but, you know.
Yeah, duh.
Well, Lindsay, that was a really good effort. I hope you guys have a good checkup at the doctor's office today where your husband. That means we now have a $225 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Beat Mercedes is back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. It's Mix. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Why is it that when a woman's body changes, the world suddenly thinks it has a VIP pass to discuss it?
Right.
I'm talking about Meghan Trainor. When a man's body changes, we just kind of move on with our day. But Meghan Trainor, she just found herself in the middle of this double standard after she revealed she has been using Mounjaro for weight loss.
Oh.
Following her second pregnancy. She was just on a red carpet and she did look phenomenal. But, you know, I follow her on Instagram and on TikTok and I think she has looked great for years. But instead of people celebrating her career or her music at this event, or I don't know, the fact that maybe she's a mom of two and still manages to do anything, the conversation immediately became all about her body.
No longer all about that base.
Yeah, definitely. So what are your guys' take on that double standard? And also it brings up another question. How come people get so weird when someone admits that they use weight loss meds? I see it all the time. They're like, oh, Ozempic. Like, okay, if a person spends hours in the gym and hey, look, I think that is the healthiest way to do it. They count every calorie. They're applauded for their dedication on stuff like that. If they use medication to help, suddenly it's cheating in their book. Make it make sense, though. Like, she summed it up perfectly. She said that this is what it's like to be a woman in the music industry. But honestly, is this just a music industry thing? Or do people just love having opinions on women's bodies and how they take care of their bodies and things like that? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
At first, when I heard about Ozempic and these weight loss drugs, when celebrities did it, I did have a little weird taste in my mouth because I'm like, oh, look, celebrities, they have all this money. They have access to all these things and it's the easy way out. They could just do it, you know, whatever. And I was like, whatever, you know, I'm not one to say really because I don't know much about the drug. I'm not very much educated on it. But when we had a personal trainer on and she told us that this thing that people think about weight loss drugs, they have the wrong idea. They have the bad idea. This is helping people. This is saving their lives. From there, I switched my perspective. I'm like, oh my God, people are using this because truly maybe they can't lose weight at the gym. Maybe they've put in the work and they just can't do it. So this is another avenue for them. And that opened my eyes to say, hey, step back before you have a bad taste in your mouth, because really we don't know what these celebrities are going through.
Well, I don't think it's just celebrities. I think it's everyone. And if you use one of these weight loss drugs, do you get that judgment from people? 702-364-9400. First of all, I just feel like it's not in my business what you do. Like, that's you. You do it. But I just feel like no one bats an eye at allergy meds or birth control or antidepressants. So why is there this stigma around using science to help with weight management?
Yeah.
If it's a safe doctor approved medication that can improve someone's health, can improve someone's well-being, why judge them for taking it? At the end of the day, the weight loss drugs, it's just like another tool in the toolbox, right? They're not a magic fix, I don't think. But for a lot of people, they can be life-changing. Let's talk to Nikki at 702-364-9400. Hi, Nikki. What do you think?
Hi, so I'm sitting here talking to my son. He's in the car with me. And the thing with, oh, sorry, let me take her off speaker. The thing with me is, since she made her songs about being big and body positivity while being big, now she's small. It's a conundrum.
Well, you know, but like people can't.
She's influencing people to be fat, and now she's influencing people to use drugs.
No, I have to disagree with you, Nikki. She's not encouraging people in her songs to be fat. She was encouraging people to love their bodies the way they are. I totally disagree with you on that.
All about that bass is all about the big, more cushion for the pushing. That's about somebody loving somebody who's fat.
And she loved herself at that stage. And now, so she has to stay like that for the rest of her life. Like, that is what she has to do because she made a song about it.
Showing that what she was saying before was a lie.
No, she was saying, I love myself the way I am. And now she's saying, I'm in this new stage of life that I want to be there for my children. I want to be healthy and I'm going to do what I can. Like, I don't think it's a handcuff to her staying that way for the rest of her life.
I think you're fooling yourself. I think that she wasn't happy with herself before. And I think that she's not happy with herself now.
How do you know that?
Because this is my opinion. Yeah, you want to know what people were thinking.
No, I do want to know what you're thinking, but you're saying that she didn't love herself before. Like, we don't know that.
Yeah, we
don't know that. And I do appreciate you calling in with your opinion, Nikki. I just think that, you know, if she felt a certain way, I think, you know, we can all say at certain times we don't love ourselves. And then we just try to put on that front that we do. But I think that was a great anthem for people about body positivity. And if she wants to do it another way now and be positive about her body.
Everyone has different chapters in their lives. Everyone has, like, let's say I loved my body then, and maybe she came to a point like, hey, maybe this is no longer the healthy way. I have two kids now. This is the way I need to be a better mom for my kids.
Heather, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I am on Mounjaro, and agree with Steph. It saved my life. I've been a long time diabetic, always on pills, never really was able to control it. My A1C went from 11 to a 5 in 3 months. I have lost weight. I'm a mother of 3 teenagers, and I feel like I actually have the energy to, like, do things with them and interact with them and, you know, do the fun things that they want to do. It's honestly been a life changer for me. It's the first time I've been under 200 pounds in, like, 20 years. I feel great.
Congratulations, yes. Heather. That's amazing. I think sometimes people mistake these drugs for being just about aesthetics, and these medications are lowering diseases like type 2 diabetes and heart disease and high blood pressure. In the way that it worked for you, was it just that it made you eat less? Tie that into some workout program, change your eating habits? How did that work for you, Heather?
Honestly, I eat a pretty healthy diet anyways. It does slow down your digestion, so it makes you feel fuller longer. For myself, the weight loss was just a plus. But, You know, with the diabetic, any carb turns into sugar and then your sugars are up. Any, you know, any drink that has sweeteners in it turns your, I feel like I actually have like a more normal life now. Like, I feel like I'm more open to eating other things. I mean, I still don't go crazy, but like, if I'm going to have French fries, I'm going to have French fries, and I might eat a kid's meal instead of a regular meal. But I mean, to me, honestly, it's been a life changer.
That's really cool to hear. Thank you so much for calling. I feel like maybe sometimes the weight loss drugs are like your friend that offers to help you move, right? So they may carry a couple of boxes, but you have to do really all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
The weight loss drugs, they're your friend. They're helping you. They're doing a couple of boxes, but you're the one who has to make the decisions.
And unpack and do the boxes, that. Put it together. Okay, yeah, that's great.
Let's see here. We'll take this really quick. Let's talk to Stacy. Stacy, good morning. You worked at a pharmacy. You have some more insight on this. What do you think?
Well, I'm not judging people for wanting to lose weight, first of all, but using these drugs for weight loss only, specifically people who don't need it, it's just to look better. It's taking away the availability from people who actually need it for diabetes. Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing that there was like a shortage of it. So there were places that were creating versions of it so everyone could get it. And is that still the case? Do you know?
I think it's less, it's more accessible than it used to be, but still, like, the whole big pharma insurance, the out-of-pocket expense, I think using it purely because you can't lose 20 pounds, in my opinion, is helpful for that person. But overall, it's hurtful for the people who need it to stay alive.
Well, and I totally understand that. There's priorities here. It needs to go to the people that need it for health reasons. But let me ask you this, Stacy. You worked in this area for so many years. Weight loss was framed kind of as this matter of willpower, right? Eat less, move more. And science is now telling us that it's a little more complex. It's genetics, hormones, metabolism, underlying health conditions, things like that. So using these weight loss drugs to help regulate those biological factors, that's a good thing, right?
Yes, I think that it is a good thing. Yes.
There's definitely a lot of people that are texting about this.
Controversial too.
And people don't like talking about it. It's really, this text just came in, says, I take Zepbound. I don't tell anyone because I told one of my friends and she immediately started judging me. So I keep my mouth shut.
Why?
This one says, I don't tell a lot of people that I am taking also Zepbound. The thing is that people just don't understand this. This drug makes people like me stop thinking about food all day. We don't want to eat all day, and usually that's all I thought about. So yeah, it is definitely a very, very controversial topic, and Meghan Trainor, she's right in the middle of it now, but she's openly admitted to it. So all right, thank you guys so much for your calls and your perspective. We really appreciate it. Let's do this. It is time to win tickets to see Lady Gaga. Your tickets to check out her Mayhem Ball coming up in July. July 16th, these tickets are for. You want to go? Be caller 20 right now, and you get to play the Mega Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Get them all correct in that time, and these tickets are yours. Easy as that. Caller 20, you get to play. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Edna, your caller 20. Are you ready to take on the Mega Minute this morning?
I am.
All right, we've got 10 questions for you. They're pop culture, they're trivia, stuff like that. And if you get them all correct, you are going to go see Lady Gaga. These tickets, I tried buying these tickets yesterday. I kept getting kicked out of AXS. And so you're going to get these for no work at all, just knowing the answer to 10 questions. You ready to do this?
I am ready.
All right, Edna, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
What is the capital of Georgia?
Capital of Georgia, pass.
Before Dave Grohl started Foo Fighters, what band was he in?
Nirvana.
Yes, Taylor is known for her new song Abracadabra and her new album Mayhem.
Abracadabra. Pass.
What is a group of puppies called?
A group of puppies. Litter? I don't know.
Yes. On Sunday, April 20th, which Christian holiday is being celebrated?
Easter?
Yes. Aphrodite is the Greek goddess of what?
Aphrodite, the Greek goddess. Is it war?
No. Lady Gaga played which character in the latest Joker movie?
Harley Quinn.
Yes. Bayside High is on what TV show?
Saved by the Bell.
Yes. What convention is currently in town that deals with cinema and the movie industry?
Pass.
Who is the front man for the Dave Matthews Band?
That was time. I'm sorry,
Edna. Well, the front man for the Dave Matthews Band is Dave Matthews. I mean, that was a pretty easy question. Let's go back. The capital of Georgia, it's Atlanta. You got that one. The singer known for her new song Abracadabra and her new album Mayhem. That's Lady Gaga.
Oops.
And then Aphrodite is the Greek goddess of what? She's the Greek goddess of love. And the convention in town that deals with cinema and the movie industry that is currently happening, that is CinemaCon. Edna, I'm so sorry. You gave it your best effort, but unfortunately came up short. So that means caller 20 right now, you get these tickets, two of them, to see Lady Gaga's Mayhem Ball happening at the T-Mobile Arena. These tickets are for July 16th, and caller 20 is getting them right now at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
With the clock ticking on the deadline for TikTok to get new ownership in the U.S. or face a ban, Amazon has put in a last-minute bid. They say that they made an offer in a letter to the vice president and the commerce secretary, but various parties who have been involved in the talks do not appear to be taking it very seriously.
Really?
Yeah, I guess the president's scheduled to meet with senior White House officials to discuss the future. And they say one possible deal being discussed would see new U.S. investors, like we talked about yesterday, like Oracle and Blackstone brought in. Mm-hmm. No formal sale of the platform would occur in that case, though it's kind of unclear if it would be permitted under federal law, because it has to be sold by ByteDance in order for it to be valid. So,
and we don't see that happening.
I don't know. They're not taking this Amazon deal seriously. This other one they say is not a sale. It's just, I don't know. I think it may be going away again, but this time I'm not stressing about it.
Never.
I just don't care.
Yeah, whenever that happened a couple months ago, it's like, oh, this riot. And now I'm like, let's see what happens. I mean, look at the relationship between President Trump and Jeff Bezos. Do you think that might have an effect on it?
Well, they're buddies, so you would think so. So that's why I'm a little confused why they're not taking this offer seriously. So we'll keep you posted. Also, this morning we were talking earlier about CinemaCon here in town, and it was a big day yesterday because the first trailer for Wicked for Good premiered at CinemaCon. And Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, they were both there. The stars joined director John M. Chu and producer Mark Platt for the big reveal. Erivo talked about the emotional press tour for Wicked with the crowd and joked just about all the crying that took place between the two of them. It was just so funny. The trailer shows the bond between Glinda and Elphaba, as well as their love triangle with Fiero. And there's also a peek at Elphaba. Well, I don't want to give too much away.
Give it away.
There was also a peek of Elphaba in her wedding dress, but the trailer's not public yet, so we haven't seen it. They only saw it.
I am so anxious to see the trailer. You know how much I love Wicked.
I know. It's going to be good.
And I know in the musical of Wicked that we don't really see Dorothy. We just know, like, she's there. You know, she's, I won't give too much away, but we don't really see Dorothy's face. I wonder if Wicked Part 2, we will see Dorothy, or there will be more about Dorothy in this part 2.
I want to say I saw rumors of a famous actress playing Dorothy. Did
really?
You see those same things?
I think I did. Was it a younger actress, like maybe in her teens? I saw that one is the one I thought.
Let me see here. I just saw it the other day.
Rumors of Dorothy?
Alicia Weir.
Let me see. I don't know if that's the same one
that's
I saw.
That's the name that I saw that have been kind of, the rumors have been circulating
yes.
about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the girl.
So we'll see. We'll see. But I can't come close soon enough. It's Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah. And they're smart about it. They already gave them the title. The marketing is amazing. They do great at the tours. But what makes me laugh is the interviews when they're so emotional, Cynthia and Ari. Oh. I love them too.
They just have such great chemistry together. They really do. And I think about, you know, I guess Amanda Seyfried was trying to get the role of Glinda. And I just don't know if that bond would have been the same between Cynthia and Amanda. It may have been, but I don't know. It just seems like Ariana and Cynthia were made to play these roles with each other. They just have such great chemistry. Finally, this morning, do you do this? And if you do, does anybody make fun of you for doing this? CNN talked to experts, and they say that more adults should be sleeping with stuffed animals. And I know a lot of people think, okay, stuffed animals, that's a kid thing. But they say that grownups can benefit from them for the very same reason. Hugging something soft is just comforting. It makes you feel good. It makes you less stressed. So if you are lying in bed feeling stressed at night, they say it will actually help you sleep, especially if you start associating that teddy bear or that stuffed animal with sleep. One expert said it's so much better than relying on sleeping pills or like a glass of wine before you go to bed that this will really calm you down on a neurological level.
Okay, when you sleep, Mercedes, you said you have some crazy sleep, not schedule, but sleep things that you need.
Like habits.
Yes, habits. Like you have your blanket.
My weighted blanket, that's 30 pounds. That should not be 30 pounds. I didn't know when I bought it. I just thought the heavier, the better. I found out that it's for 10% of your body weight is what you should get. So that's for a 300-pound person.
Oh my gosh.
But I still love it. I can't move at night. I'm literally trapped by it. But that's why I think I sleep so well, because it just like encompasses me.
With your weighted blanket, do you think you could have a teddy bear and then maybe your lip? What is it that you call your lips?
I tape my mouth at night. I use mouth tape. I look so weird, you guys. One of these nights, I'm going to have Matt take a picture of me right before I go to bed. I look like a clown. Because the mouth tape is pink. And it's like kind of the shape of my mouth.
Yes.
So it looks like I am a literal clown. I mean, my poor husband. I'm like, this is what you married, baby. Yeah. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I had a full on high noon showdown at the grocery store yesterday.
Really?
It was like, you know, the cowboy noise. I think we have it, that whistle, that woo. When it wah, 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 wah. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, just like this. So full on showdown at the grocery store yesterday, and it was all over a rotisserie chicken.
Oh.
So have you ever had some sort of a standoff with someone over food, over the last item on the shelf, over a parking spot? Here's what happened. So I just finished the TV show and I'm on the way home and I'm talking to Matt and I'm like, what are we doing for dinner tonight? He's like, I don't know. And I was like, I don't want to order something. Let's just make tacos.
Okay.
And so I was like, I'll just stop by the grocery store. I'll grab a rotisserie chicken, shred it. We'll be good to go. And he's like, okay, cool. So I go into Albertsons. I walk up. I spot the rotisserie area. And I see there's only one left,
no,
glistening under those fluorescent lights, like a golden beacon of dinner. I was just like, ah, there it is. One left just for me.
And the juices look so perfect on those rotisserie chickens,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. It's just, it's ready to go. It's going to be so easy to shred. I'm so excited. So I reach for it, and just as I reach for it, bam, there's another hand right there.
Mm.
And I look, attached to that hand, man, I'd say late 50s, early 60s, cargo shorts, Bass Pro Shops hat.
Oh, you're just describing the perfect guy right now. Bass Pro Shop hat. What color was it?
It was red.
Of course.
He had the look of someone who really loves his grilling and rotisserie chickens. That's the vibes he was giving.
His name is what? Joe? We'll give him a name?
I would say he's like Bud. His name's Bud. Buddy. So the man, he was not here to browse. He was on a mission. I could tell. He didn't have a cart. He walked right up there. So now in my head, I have two choices, okay? Be a decent human and say, oh, you take it. Or grab it first and run like I'm an NFL running back dodging a tackle.
And hey, that's a late day for you.
Yeah, it radio, was like 5:15, 5:30. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what would you have done in that position?
Oh my gosh. If I were you, Mercedes, I'm tired. I'm hungry. I know I got to prep for the show the next day too. Man, I would have taken it. I would have been like, look, bud, I'm taking this chicken. Hopefully they're roasting up some more and you could wait a couple more minutes, but this chicken, it's mine.
What about you, Ramon? Would you have taken the chicken or would you have given it to him?
I would have gave it. No, wait. If I was the guy, if I were you.
No, if you're me.
Oh, I would have took that. I would have took that sucker.
You would have?
Yeah, I would have took it. Especially, like you said, a long day, 5 o'clock. Like, hey, man, I'm just trying to get out of here. You look young and spry. You can make something else.
Love it.
So we just stood there awkwardly holding the chicken together like some weird grocery store engagement. And eventually I panicked and I said, you can have it. But like secretly, I was hoping he would say, no, you take it. He did not. He just nodded, took the chicken, and walked off like a man who had just won.
No!
The duel.
Oh.
I was like, crap. What are we going to do for dinner now?
He wasn't a gentleman. He should have said, oh, you know, ladies first.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Yep. I thought, like, he's going to give it to me. I was all dressed up. I had a dress on. I had heels on.
Yes.
I'm like, he just nodded. He didn't even say thanks. He just took it and walked off. I was like, wow.
You should have gave him a smile or a wink or something.
Yeah, I did. Have you ever had a grocery store standoff or over food or a parking spot or a cart with four good wheels or anything like that? 702-364-9400.
I talked about this parking lot situation I had a couple years ago. I was working for the promotions department back home in San Diego in radio. And the big thing was how they were like, you got to get the station vehicle and wherever we're at, like close together for photos and just good little marketing scheme. So we go to pull up in this bar, and this bar was on a super busy street. The parking lot was so crammed. Never was there a parking spot. So we had to like park our vehicle super far from the bar, and we had to unload everything. And it was in one of these things where we could just slip on through, drop everything off. So we're grabbing all our stuff. We have all of our equipment. We have like the stereo. We have the banner. We have the tent. And look and behold, there's a parking spot. I'm like, oh, look. I'm telling my coworker, Ashley, look, there's a spot. She goes, oh my God, go hold it. I stand at the parking lot. And then there's this car that pulls right up and says, move, lady, I'm trying to park. I'm like, sorry, I'm waiting for my coworker to pull through. And she goes, I don't see your car anywhere. And the thing I said to her, she got mad.
Oh, you called her hun, didn't you?
I said, look, hun. And she lost it. She goes, don't you be calling me hun. You can't be saving spots with your body. And I couldn't do anything because she could have ran me over. So hun won. Hun won and she got the spot.
I have really strong opinions on people holding parking spots with their body. I am so against that. I don't think it should be allowed. And I get it. You were doing a work thing and I might give you a hall pass for that one because I get it. Yeah. Like you have to get station vehicles in certain areas. So that, but like if it was a regular car, what do you guys think about that? Like the parking lot standoffs using your body as your hold card. Is that allowed? I see that so much, especially during the holiday season at the malls where like there's no parking. Someone gets out of a car, sees one, and the other person is like going around, but they stand there. Mm. It's like, come on.
Yeah, and it's so busy.
What do you think? 702-364-9400. And what did you have a standoff about? We'll take your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about the standoffs that you have with people. I had a standoff with a guy. We're calling him Bud. And
Bud.
He took my rotisserie chicken. We got there at the same time. We looked at each other. I panicked. I said, you could have it. And he took it. I didn't think that was going to happen. Steph has had a standoff over a parking spot. Let's talk to Victoria. Victoria, what happened to you?
So when it was COVID, I was in the 15 items or less. And the lady in front of me was literally counting my items. She said, you can't go there. You've got more than 16.
How many items did you have, though?
Probably 16.
And what was the item count?
It was alcohol.
It was what?
Alcohol.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, but did she give you, like, crap about it because it was alcohol or just because she thought you were over 16?
Because I was over 15 items.
Oh, well, I mean, hey, it was COVID. It was a time we all needed alcohol at that point.
I agree.
Right? I love it. Thank you, Victoria. Let's talk to AT. AT, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Did you have a standoff with someone about something?
I did. It was horrible. It was actually kind of scary, too. I had gone up to Mount Charleston with the kids to play in the snow. We get up there, and unfortunately, there isn't any parking spot. The parking spot is horrible. Well, I tried the following week, so I said, okay, I'm going to try it again with the family to go out there and see if I can find a spot. As I'm driving up, I finally find a spot. I pull in, I back it in, and as I'm backing it in, all of a sudden, I get surrounded by a group of people saying, this parking spot is saved for somebody else. And this is a public parking spot. It's not a saved parking spot.
Not a reserve, no.
So all of a sudden, they're surrounding the vehicle, yelling and screaming, telling me I have to move. So finally, I told my family, I said, you guys get out of the car and go play in the snow. I'm just going to sit in the car.
Oh, my gosh. You stood your ground. You stayed in that car.
Oh, I did not move. And people were yelling and screaming. It was a big group of people that were up there, and I guess they were trying to save that spot for somebody else. They were getting very aggressive with this spot. It was actually kind of scaring my family. That's why I told them, I said, you guys go ahead and go play in the snow. I'll just stay with the car.
Oh.
And I ended up staying there. And finally, after like 15, 20 minutes, they start dissipating a little bit. And then I got out of the car and I went and played in the snow.
You can't take away my fun. I am going to go play.
Yeah.
But that is scary, especially when it's like five against one.
And they're surrounding you.
Yeah,
no.
That is terrifying. So thank you so much for calling, AT. All right, it is time to win. Let's do this. It is heads up time. And we are playing for tickets to see the B-52s. Their Love Shack residency at the Venetian. This is going to be a party, and you are going to be there when you win heads up. You just have to pick your category and get six answers in 60 seconds. When you do that, these tickets to see the B-52s are yours. So caller 20, you get to play heads up right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for heads up with Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant, Lynn. Good morning, you're caller 20.
Yeah, woo!
You ready to do this? We have some tickets for you to check out the B-52s, their Las Vegas residency with Heads Up. Let's pick a category, Lynn. Do you want to go with Extra, Extra, Read All About It, or In God We Trust?
Let's do In God We Trust.
All right. Student Government Day is tomorrow. So these are all things that are associated with the government. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. We got this. We just need 6 and 60 seconds, and these tickets are yours. Let's do it.
All right, Lynn and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for heads up start now.
This is the elected official that runs the country.
The president.
Yes. This is what you pay when you get paid. You have to make sure you pay these.
Taxes.
Yes. This is, they are part of our government system. They are voted in by people.
Congress.
Yes.
Nice.
This is what you do to make your voice heard. You go to the
vote.
Yes. This is they are like the top tier of the judicial system, and this is where you go when you want to appeal something. You take it to this place.
Supreme Court.
Yes.
Wow.
This is the person that runs the city.
The mayor.
Yes. This is, you don't want to break these or you'll go to jail. Don't break the what?
Laws.
Yes.
Laws.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh my gosh, Lynn. Lynn knows her government. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
You just got those tickets. Two of them to check out the B-52's Love Shack residency at the Venetian. Nice job, Lynn.
Awesome. Thank you, Mercedes.
I'm laughing because Ramon is right. She got 7. I was miscounting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, she did get 7.
She got an extra
Lynn,
one.
You did a bonus one and you still had time. Oh, my gosh. Well, congratulations on that. We had a maybe we should switch it to 7 in 60 seconds.
Yeah, maybe.
No, let's not. Let's not. But congratulations. We'll play heads up again. Same time tomorrow morning. It's Mix.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
As the deadline approaches for U.S. travelers to get their real ID-compliant driver's license or ID card, the DMV is warning people that they are experiencing increased demand, leading to longer wait times and appointment shortages. So starting on May 7th, people 18 and over will need a real ID or another acceptable form of ID, such as a valid U.S. passport or something like that, to board domestic flights and access certain federal facilities. If you need a real ID, you have to visit the state's DMV in person, providing proof of identity like a valid passport or a birth certificate, proof of your social security number, and then 2 documents confirming your state residency.
Shout out to TSA, because when I had my last flight a couple weeks ago, I was going through TSA PreCheck. And when you go through TSA PreCheck, you show them just your driver's license. And I've overheard a lot of the people that worked in TSA that if they didn't have a real ID, they were reminding people like, hey, just to let you know, I noticed you're not showing your real ID. So if you don't have one, here's the date, or you could show your passport. But they constantly, it was like they were a broken record, like, hey, just to let you know. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's it's one of those things that I didn't even realize I had until I looked in my wallet. I was like, oh, I do have the real ID. I've got the little star on there. So
I've had it for like, what, since 2019? It's been a while.
I've had it for a while too. Also this morning, drinking 8 glasses of water every day is like the bare minimum that most of us need to have, at least that, to be considered, you know, healthy and hydrated. Well, most of us will go through phases where you're really good about drinking your water, and some of us will just stop and realize, oh, wow, I have not had any water today. In this new survey, 87% of Americans say that getting enough hydration is important, especially in the morning, because it kind of sets the tone for the day. I do not drink enough water, I don't think. You see people with like the big jugs and their gigantic Stanleys and stuff, and I am like, respect, because I will walk around with the same bottle of water all day long,
really?
Unopened. Like, I start drinking coffee. I do drink water first thing in the morning.
Okay.
I chug a bottle of water. That is my first thing I do.
Do you have it next on your nightstand, the water?
No, it's downstairs in the kitchen. When I go downstairs and start doing my work in the morning, I chug that in the morning. And then I get here and I'll drink coffee. And then I have the same bottle of water, and I'll have that until like
2 o'clock in the afternoon. Mercedes. I'm like, I should open this.
Yeah, no, you need to drink more water. I actually noticed that that is the same water bottle you'll have for the whole morning. I'm like, maybe benefit of the doubt that there's multiple water bottles, but that's not good.
I drink a baby bottle, and I already had a bottle of water this morning, but yeah, I definitely need to drink more. Well, I'm not alone. 34% of people say they typically don't drink water until 3 p.m.
No, that's crazy. No, especially we live in the, at least, I don't know if it's here, but you said countrywide, but especially here in Las Vegas, it's dry.
I know.
We need to drink more water.
I've had some water today, but I definitely don't drink enough. Ramon, do you drink enough water? Are you constantly?
Yeah, this stat is insane to me. By the time I get here, I'm already 2 water bottles deep.
Like how big of a water bottle?
Oh, just the regular, like the 16 ounce what Steph has right there.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, I drink about 1 to 2 gallons a day.
Gallons?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm watered up.
And then you're also constantly going to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the only downfall.
Oh my gosh, you must be like squishy. If I touch you, I bet you like squish.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. I do. Every night before bed, I have a water bottle by my nightstand.
Oh okay. Wow, that's good. Yeah. And you drink about how many bottles of water a day?
I drink about, I would say 6. I need to drink more. I think it's 8. 16 ounces I need to drink, but I only drink about 6.
Oh man, we all need to improve except for Ramon. He's
only you're good. Good. You're good.
You are definitely good. Finally, this morning, I've seen a lot of comebacks in fashion over the years, and this has probably got to be the most disturbing one I've seen yet. Huge 80s style shoulder pads are back.
Really?
Yes. Vogue recently covered the trend. Financial Times just did a big story. It was a popular look for women in the 1980s who wanted to, you know, seem like metropolitan. I remember my mom. Oh my God, everything she owned had gigantic shoulder pads in them. Like,
yes.
I remember once I had to do this dress up thing for school. I was in elementary school and they're like, you know, dress up as a news reporter. And I, you know, I'm a kid. I don't have anything like that. So she's like, you can borrow one of my blazers. It's oversized, but it'll be fine. This thing I look like a football player in. It was so obnoxious. I was crying. I was like, I don't like this. But I guess at some point, people decided shoulder pads were no, they went away. Well, they were all over the fashion runways this fall. So now suits, blazers, blouses, big shoulder pads are showing up in stores. So are you going to jump in on this trend or are you going to skip this one?
I'm skipping this one. I love the blazer look. I actually have a pantsuit that has like a blazer vest, but I can't do the shoulder pads. There's a lot of fashion trends that I question nowadays, and maybe we can get into it, but oh my God, there's some things out there. I'm like, what are they wearing or why is this coming back? Keep it in the past. Like the shoulder pads, stick it in the past.
Yeah.
Leave it.
If I ever had something that had shoulder pads in them, the first thing I'd do is rip them out.
Yeah.
Like that, I just want nothing to. Now, on that note, I do like kind of poofy sleeves on certain blouses. Like I think they look really cute and kind of girly, but the shoulder pads stays in the past. And yeah, coming up next, Jennifer Hudson made a plea on something that is coming back and she needs it to stay in the past. What is the fashion faux pas or the fashion trend that was big that needs to stay in the past? We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. But it's all gonna be all right. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We were just talking about fashion trends that need to stay where they are. And the big news this morning is that shoulder pads are making a comeback and they're supposed to be absolutely huge in the fashion industry this year. They were all over the runways last season. So wait until they make it into stores. It's going to be all about that. And I remember my mom, who was obsessed with this look, her whole thing was, it really accentuates your waist because it makes you look like you have an hourglass figure. I'm like,
no.
You look like you are a linebacker.
The pads, yes. Oh, man.
Well, there's another fashion trend that Jennifer Hudson does not like. What happened? She was talking about this on her show.
She was. When she does a segment called Infit or Outfit, like what needs to go. And she said this one thing, this fashion trend that needs to go that I could not agree with more. Here's what she said on her show.
I can't stand low-rise jeans. First of all, I like my pants up here. I'm sorry. I do. I don't know if I could say this on TV, but it makes me a bitter bitch, okay?
I am with her. Low-rise jeans, and they are so back. Like, I literally will have to try on jeans because the low rise is coming back, and I love the mid-rise.
Yes.
Totally fine with the mid. It doesn't have to be like mom jeans all the way up to my boobs. Like, it's totally fine. You know what I mean?
Yes, I am. I'm actually cool with the mom jeans too.
I like them.
Up
yeah,
to the boobies, that's fine. I love covering that whole waist. It makes me look a little thinner. So that, the low jean, no. But high rise, give it to me.
What do you think? What are other fashion trends that absolutely need to go? Maybe you're seeing it now, maybe you feel like it's on its way back, or maybe it already happened and you don't want it to come back. 702-364-9400. There's one I'm torn about. Like, I don't know, I've been seeing a lot more of them lately, and when I'd say 5-6 years ago, this trend was my whole personality. Like, it was who I was. And it is ballet flats.
Oh my gosh, ballet flats.
I have so many ballet flats. You name the color, I have a pair of ballet flats in that color.
I had a ballet flat too. I loved my ballet flats.
I have so many of them, and they're still in my closet, and I heard they're making a comeback, and I'm torn because they're adorable in theory, but my arches, they file a complaint every time I wear them because they're just like flat, you know?
No support. No, I remember my ballet flats. They were silver and they really were pointy toe. Like, they looked like I was going to be on point in ballet class. Seriously. So I remember my boyfriend at the time, he goes, "What's up with your shoes?" I'm like, "What do you mean? These are like the new thing, like the ballet flats." He goes, "You look like kind of look like an elf."
Oh, an elf? Oh my gosh. I get it with the point. They probably look that way. That would be the one that I'm questioning. And then, like, for guys, Ramon, I don't know if you partake in this, and I don't even know if I would call it a trend, but I call it the Jimmy Buffett look, where it's like you wear flip-flops with jeans. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel a certain way when I see that. I don't like it, but I see a lot of guys doing that. What is your take on that?
That is super lame, especially the thong, the one, the sandals that go in between your toes.
Those are the ones I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely terrible.
Well, I see that.
I agree with
and
you.
All of a sudden, I'm like, hey!
Going to Margaritaville,
it's 5 o'clock somewhere. You know, that's the one for guys that I just don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah. I heard that something that's making a comeback right now is jeggings. Do you guys remember jeggings?
Unfortunately.
Did you have a pair of jeggings?
No, but I was at American Eagle the other day and I saw this really cute wash of jeans that I wanted. So I pick it up. I'm like, oh, I've been looking for this blue wash for a long time. It's darker, but it's not too dark.
Yeah.
I hold it up and I'm like, what is this? Tights? And I look on the label and it's like jeggings. I'm like, oh, forget it.
No.
No.
No jeggings for me. When I had my pair of, I'm not going to lie, I had a pair of jeggings. I wanted to see what the hype was about. And I just didn't feel right. Like, the material is like a pair of leggings, but the denim, it's the look of the leggings. So it was really cheap. So I remember wearing something. And then, you know, some leggings, like when you bend down, you can kind of see things, like they're see-through. With the jeggings I had, you could see some things.
I was going to say, like, your butt crack or no?
No,
you could actually see through?
Yeah, see through, like your underwear lining or like the color of your underwear. So with these cheap jeggings, I was like, nope, I'm not going back to the jeggings. That was a no for me.
Yeah, that just really, they leave nothing to the imagination. So can we please collectively put the Jimmy Buffett look, the jeggings, the low-rise jeans, the shoulder pads, ballet flats? I'm on the fence with you.
Me
too. We'll figure out if you can stay. It's Mix 94.1.